Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StonePerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. I want to come to you and talk to you about a common modern churchianity mindset that we run into all the time, and I want to expose it today. Come as you are exposed. Come as you are exposed. Yeah, we just ran into this in the streets the other day. First thing I want to say is, our Heavenly Father is so merciful, He's so full of grace, that He definitely calls everyone to Him. John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. So the first point I want to make is, I know God calls sinners to Himself. That's not what I'm going to contest against here. What I'm going to contest against is the false mindset, how they've twisted God's truth and how they bend and corrupt the gospel. So we know that God calls everyone, whosoever, who will come. But remember, this belief, it's more than just a head knowledge, a heart, emotional thing. It's an action to follow, to repent, to obey, to walk in holiness. That the Bible is clear about that in the Old Testament and the New Testament. You look at Mark 2, the Pharisees were mad and they said, how come your master Jesus is eating with publicans and sinners? And Jesus says, what does Jesus say? Well, the churchianity people will tell you, well, he just hung out with sinners, so that's okay. Well, actually, Jesus said he came, the righteous don't need to be called, but he said he came to call sinners to repentance. Go read Mark 2. Yeah, that's what he came to do. So we're going to talk about repentance versus come as you are. So this saying, it's permeated the churchianity, easy believe world. Come as you are. Come to the Lord just as you are. And it's become kind of a mainstay of the easy believe gospel that's presented to lost people of the world, that they're aiming to draw in to their church buildings and their systems. The idea, basically, this is how it goes, is you tell people, yeah, we know you're full of rebellion and sin and worldliness and carnality against God, but just come to faith and believe in Jesus right where you are, because he's going to receive you unconditionally into his kingdom. All right, so if you know the scriptures, you're going to hear that and you're going to go, wait a minute. Not one Bible verse teaches that God is going to unconditionally love you and bring you into his kingdom. Because God's covenants, what if God's covenants always had conditions? Yeah, the condition has always been in the Old Testament and the New Testament to, by faith, repent. Change your mind, change your ways. That's always been. God's love has never been unconditional. Yeah, God so loved the world, he sent Christ. There's a condition to knowing Christ. There is. The condition to knowing Christ is so many things. Faith, you got to have faith. You got to lose your life. You got to repent. You got to follow. You got to obey. Go read the New Testament. You can't make up these platitudes like come as you are. It deceives people. It's really of Satan. He was at work in the garden deceiving people from the get-go, wasn't he? Deceiving Eve, deceiving Adam. And so what these false teachers and these false worldly evangelists will say when you try to challenge this and say, wait a minute, come as you are, what exactly do you mean? Well, what they try to tell you to make it okay is this, ready? They try to say, well, over time, God's going to, you know, clean you up and help remove the sinful ways from your life, but that takes time. And so that's how they do it. They tell people to come just as they are, and then you'll live in your sin and Jesus receives you. Then over time, God's going to help you come out of your sin. Well, this is mixing truth and error, but it's really a bending to meet man's heartfelt need versus what? The call to know exactly who you are today, what you're involved in, sin and rebellion, and the plea to repent, change your mind, change your ways, come to Christ, and lose your life. That's what the biblical message is, not come as you are and he'll just take you as you are. It's kind of like throwing God a scrap. God, I love you, but I don't want to leave my ways. I'll come believe in you. It's kind of like the mindset, accept Jesus. No Bible verse says accept Jesus. The Bible actually says we're accepted by God because of what Christ has done. The call is to repent and receive Christ and see him as Messiah, Savior, and King. But then it changes your whole life, does it not? Absolutely, it does. So they'll try to twist that when challenged, and they'll say, well, eventually, you know, then you leave your sin. The problem with this is, look at the fruit of the churchianity places. The pastor has been a pastor for 40 years. He hasn't left all of his worldliness and sin. All of the elders and all the older women and older men haven't left their sin. The middle-aged people haven't left their sin. The youngsters are all practicing sin. Come as you are really comes down to come as you are and end up staying as you are, and God accepts you unconditionally. And this is a heretical, false teaching that needs to be exposed. Again, this idea that you can come to Christ as you are, yeah, there's some truth to it. Come right as you are. If you're a drug addict, repent and run to Christ. But you got to be willing to leave your drugs. If you're a homosexual, repent of your sexual perversion. But you got to be willing to leave that. Run to Christ. If you're a drunkard, if you're a liar, if you're a thief, if you're covetous, if you're into pride and vanity, whatever it takes. But what you have to do is you have to be willing to know that you have to turn. You have to turn from those ways, and you can't continue to do them and be received of God. We're going to talk about some scriptures about that. The fact is, before you can actually become a child of God, you have to have a will, a mind, and a heart of repentance to want to obey God. I'm going to prove it to you right here. Ready? In the Old Testament, Joshua said, choose this day whom you will serve. Moses said it too. How about Jesus' first ministry words? Repent or perish. He said that in Luke 13:3. He said it in Matthew 2. How about Acts 5:32? Ready? And we are as witnesses of these things. And so also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them who obey him. When you obey God, are you living in all kinds of sin? All types of sin? No. You don't come as you are and stay as you are like all these people. Ultimately, that's what they do. They come as they are and they stay as they are. How about Hebrews 5:9? Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Not for those who come as they are and don't leave their sin. No. God's love is not unconditional. It's conditional based on his covenant. We're going to talk about that a little bit more too. So if we use God's word, we can rightly divide this false way and get it out in the light and expose it. Some facts that we have to consider help us see clear. Not one Bible verse actually states the idea, come as you are. It's not in the Bible. It's a man-made invention, kind of like the three wise men. There wasn't three wise men. This is what is an invention of man, false convert makers, evangelists, modern pastors, and Satan, as they use some truth and leave out key truth. Remember that. Half a gospel is not the whole gospel. Right? Repentance, obedience, and holiness are commanded by God and are a prerequisite to show that you have the fruit, that you're a child of God. The other point I want to make is they're actually twisting this scripture to please men, to get them to come to the Lord. They're lowering the bar, as I always say. Come as you are. Oh, that's such a nice sounding way, isn't it? But again, like I said, the fruit is people are always staying as they are. They never grow up in holiness and obedience and sound doctrine. Leaving pagan holidays, leaving the churchianity system, leaving pride and vanity, leaving the culture. No. They have built a Jesus that just lets them live in their sin. That's not the biblical Savior at all, is it? No. When you live in your sin, let's talk about this. When you live in your sin, the Bible says we're to be servants unto God, right? When you live in your sin, come as you are and then you stay as you are, you know who you're serving? Let's see. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are whom ye obey, whether sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Yeah, you serve obedience. You're righteous before God because of what Christ has done. The word and the Spirit's given you to do it. You serve sin. Sin's your master. Didn't Jesus say you can't have two masters? You'll love one, you'll hate the other. Yeah, that's absolutely true. People love their sin. They hate the true Savior that calls them out of their sin. We talked about this already. Satan in the garden, he deceived Adam and Eve. He twisted God's word. Did God's word really say that? He deceives the masses and lets them stay in their sin and their false ways. We see that going on all over. That's why I'm exposing this. And in this false heresy, come as you are, there's a real core truth, or issue, I should say, at play. Here's the truth and the issue at play. Whenever you bring people to the Lord, you got to keep giving them what you brought them with. You invite people for pizza to come to the Lord, you got to keep feeding them. You have all kinds of fleshly music, you got to keep the music up. You have a big fancy building, you better keep that building up. Maybe build a bigger one. Yeah, the flesh begins to rule. Go read chapter 8 of Romans. The flesh begins to rule when you bring people by their flesh, meaning they can stay in their sin, they don't have to repent, they don't have to kill their flesh, they don't have to surrender their life and lose it, they don't have to walk away and leave sin. They operate in the flesh. Their false converts are made that way, and then they live as false converts. Then how do you ever turn them from their sin when you tell them you can come in your sin? Makes sense, doesn't it? It's kind of like if you hired somebody for a job and you told them, you know, it doesn't matter if you show up on time, we don't get mad. It doesn't even matter if you work hard or if you even do your job, it's okay. The boss is gonna employ you unconditionally. How are you ever gonna turn that person into a good employee? He's gonna say, well, I don't have to do any of that stuff, right? I get unconditional salary. It's absolutely foolishness. Jobs don't do it. Governments don't do it. God's not going to do it. You better be ready to obey God as fruit that you are of him. That's very clear. So you're going to have to keep people with what you brought them with. Fleshly sin and sinful lifestyles, people are going to want to hold on to that. It's directly, this is a lie from Satan and a lie from the false church systems to fill up their buildings. People are taught it's okay to live in sin versus fleeing all sin and all evil. Romans 6, 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? If you're really born of God, you're dead to sin. That means you don't want to sin. That means you don't live in sin. That means you don't practice sin. Yeah, we all can fall into it, maybe once in a while choose it. Maybe our flesh leads us into it and we got to repent of it. I get it. That's not willful sin. Willful sin is sin you keep doing knowing you're in sin. You keep lying, you keep lusting, you keep stealing, you keep doing pride and vanity, you keep worldliness, you keep pagan holidays. That's willful sin. That's what we're talking about here. And these false converts, they'll walk out if you try to introduce them to the true Savior who calls them to holiness and to lose their life to follow him with all that they are. They expect you to keep bending God's truth their way, and they're very man and flesh centered rather being Christ centered. Does that make sense? I hope that does. It's a terrible trap. You give people a false gospel with a false Savior, they have a false hope, and then it's impossible, nearly impossible, to turn them to holiness and obedience and righteousness because their Savior is a false Savior that cannot save them. That's why I want to expose it. The fact is, in my experience as I witness to these people, they don't have the fruit of the evidence of the Spirit of God in them that's changed them into a sheep, a child of God. They're still living like goats of the world as they live in their sin and their worldliness. And so they're going to be unchanged. They're going to be unregenerated. They're going to hear the Matthew 7, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. That's people that keep sin. And Romans 12, one of my favorite chapters, talks about being transformed by the renewing of your mind and not conforming to the world any longer. That has to happen, right? That has to happen. You can't come as you are. You can't stay as you are, right? And that come as you are is very deceptive. And we're going to talk about a good example of coming as you are, meaning your mind should be changed about things. Along with this false practice, then comes in other false heresies to support it, like faith alone, grace alone. You know, it's the heresy that says you can be saved while you live in your sin. Jesus died for you and all your sin is covered no matter what, that God loves you unconditionally. You have no part in this condition, this covenant to walk with. It's taught everywhere. And why is that? It's to hold these false converts that came as they are and they're still living as they are. Now they're going to run on faith alone, grace alone, antinomianism, easy believism. Scripture says in John 15, 14, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Sounds pretty conditional, doesn't it? Yeah, it is. God's word is definitely conditional because he loves us. He knows what's best for us. This is a flawed, man-made, Satan-influenced way. It will fill up buildings, but it will not fill up heaven. Saints and seekers, if you're listening. Now, I said it in the beginning, I'll say it again. You can indeed come to Christ today, just as you are, if you're willing to come and you've counted the cost and you're willing to strive against sin and leave your life and seek him in righteousness and repentance and truth. Oh, you can come just as you are. Absolutely. But be ready to be changed instantly. Be ready to start leaving your sin. You don't have it. No scripture verse tells you to stay in any sin at any time. Not one. Not one verse. Here's that example I wanted to give you. So we enter a covenant in Matthew 26, the blood covenant, and it's like a marriage. Christ is our bridegroom, we're the bride. A marriage, a bride and a groom. I have a question. Could you enter a marriage, stand up, and commit to that person for the rest of your life, but you're not really sure if you're going to be faithful to them and love them and honor them, or if you're going to run with other people? Would anybody tell you to go ahead, go through with that marriage vow? Of course not. No one gets married going, you know, I coming as I am, I got a bunch of girlfriends on the side and maybe eventually I'll get rid of them all. No, people have already decided. They've come to themselves. They've counted the cost. They see this person. They want to love that person, be with that person. They forsake everyone else, men and women. They forsake everyone else for this person. Isn't that glorious? That's what God calls us to do in this covenant, and he's so worth it. Absolutely. So come as you are. It's a false mindset that gets twisted to stay as you are. And the call all through the Old Testament and the New Testament was always repent, leave your sins, become a child of God, walk in holiness, and then you can be cleansed by Christ. What does it say in 1 John 1, 6 and 7? If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. That would be in sin. And we have not the truth. If you live in willful sin and you claim you know Jesus, you're a liar. That's what John says. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Do you see the condition? The condition is we got to walk in the light and then we'll be cleansed. That means leaving sin. That means repenting. Does that make sense to you? I hope it does. So come as you are. There's some truth to it. Come as you are today, but be willing to repent, leave your sin, follow Christ, lose your life, surrender everything. And then he'll transform you. But come as you are and then staying as you are and living in your sin and living in worldliness and thinking that God's just going to wink at all your sin. No, Acts 17, the Bible says God calls men everywhere to come as they are. No, it says to repent. It says to repent. It's very clear in Scripture. No willful sin is going to be cleansed by Christ. This is sin that you keep and you hold on to. 1 John 3, 7 through 9. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Talking about Christ. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For the purpose of the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. That verse there is really talking about living on in sin, committing sin, keeping sin, practicing sin. We all can definitely fall into sin. We know that. The flesh will always war against us. But it's this mindset of walking and living in sin all the time. And see what it says? It says the Son was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. The devil wants you to sin all the time. And if you know Christ, if your sin level was 10, if you know Christ and you're walking with him, he can bring your sin way down to next to nothing. He can. That's sanctification. That's the holiness process. That's the fruit that you have him. The child of a Holy Spirit God, God who has his Holy Spirit in us, is going to be holiness. I ask people this all the time, last thought, in the streets. When they come up to me and they are worldly people at worldly events claiming to be Christians, and I said, do you claim to have the Holy Spirit? They go, yeah. I said, what's the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Worldliness, carnality, compromise and sin like you're defending, or righteousness, goodness, truth, holiness, obedience? And they go, yeah, those things you're saying. Well, how come your life doesn't exemplify that then? They need to go and test themselves and realize they've probably been lied to. Someone told them, raise a hand, say a prayer, get water baptized, come as you are, and stay as you are, is their basic theology. And you're a Christian. No, you're a cultural Christian, which means you're a lot more like the culture than you are like Christ. I need to do a teaching on that. We see a lot of cultural Christianity today. People have a lot of false ideas, man-made platitudes, Satan-influenced theology that doesn't line up to the Word of God. So I hope that shows you that come as you are really ends up being stay as you are. And there's a little bit of truth to it, but it's twisted and then thrown away so that people can live in their sin and their worldliness and their carnality and still claim Christ. What they're really doing is they're trampling the blood of Jesus Christ. Go read Hebrews 6. That's not a good thing to do. So I hope that's not you, saints, if you're listening, seekers, if you're listening. I hope you'll consider your sin and be willing to count the cost and turn from it. Jesus was all about calling people to repentance. He said several times, go, sin, no more. That's the charge. If you're born of God, seeking God, you're part of his kingdom, is to go and sin no more and glorify Christ in all your members. Test all things, saints. I'm going to leave it right there. I hope that you check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Yeah, that gospel calls you to faith and repentance, to leave the world and sin and false religion, to be born from above. The fruit you're born from above is that you no longer are the same person and you're striving to leave all sin, to walk in holiness and righteousness. And then you're enduring every day in that. You're not enduring in your worldly carnal life. Christ changes everything. He's a God of redemption. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we get a new heart, a mind, a spirit. We're a new creation. As Paul said in Romans 6, how can we continue to sin if we're new creations? Go ponder that. Check out our resources. Let us know how we can help you. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.